You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyn says, score one for American traffic engineers. Who knew that roundabouts and right-on-reds were sheer genius?
And a very good morning to you all. I don't know if you've been down to the Margaritaville Hotel complex in Bossier City recently, but I was there and I saw something that blew my mind. A traffic circle. It seems that with the addition of the new hotel casino complex down there, the Bass Pro Shop have decided to build a traffic circle in order to ease the flow of traffic. Well, either that, or they would have had to install a four-way stop, or maybe some traffic lights. But they didn't. They chose to construct a traffic circle, and in doing so, they have restored my faith in America. Anyway, before you go getting your knickers in a knot about how everybody hates the Alexandria roundabout, hang on a second and consider this. If you have a law which allows traffic to turn right on red, then you should have way more traffic circles because exactly the same principle applies. In the case of the turn right on red rule, you simply look to your left, and if your entry onto the roadway is clear, off with you. The exact same principle applies to the traffic circle. As you approach the circle, you slow down and you see if somebody's on the circle. And if there's no one on the circle to your immediate left, fire away. It's also safe, smooth, and civilized. It's much safer than traffic lights or the Russian roulette that you have to play at stop signs sometimes, huh? At a stop sign or at a light, if some langer ploughs through and he fails to give due access, well, now he is going to T-bone you at high speed. However, that same idiot, and let's call it a woman this time for the sake of gender equality, if she's on the traffic circle, she's not going to be travelling very fast because she can't. So, the point is, because the vehicles either coming onto the circle are travelling at very low speeds, or the vehicles already on the circle are just chugging along, the traffic accidents on circles are usually just fender benders. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about here, for once. So, would it be safe to introduce traffic circles here on a widespread basis? Of course it would. Look, I've never lived in a country such as this, where you have the fantastic turn right on red rule. Other countries would think this would be an invitation to vehicular carnage. But no, not here. No, because basically you trust drivers to be sensible enough to use their noggin and simply yield to the left. Now, if there is one thing, however, that does drive me crazy, why can't he just leave it at that? Huh? Why can't he just shut his big fat gob and leave us with a simple compliment for once? Is that what you're thinking, huh? Well, okay, just to prove you wrong, I will shut the front door. So, there you have it. Congratulations, good people of America. You have given the world the turn right on red principle, and the world looks on and admires. See? Huh? I didn't even mention the parallel parking, did I? Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.